The Rural Municipality of Wallace Woodworth Council held their regular meeting on September 27. After reviewing the minutes of the previous meeting, Council received the recent financial statement. Reeve Kennard noted that the current status was in line with budget. General business regarding a tax cancellation request for a property in Kenton where a new owner is planning to demolish the current structure and rebuild. Sal Mitchell advised that the deadline for appealing tax assessments has passed for this year and the owner could appeal the assessment for next year's taxes. Council approved a request for cemetery records to be released to the Manitoba Genealogy Society. Regarding an application for a landholder to temporarily fence across an undeveloped road allowance, the request was approved with a note that public access must be maintained. Manitoba Automobile Museum requested a letter of support from the municipality for some grant applications they are looking to pursue for the betterment of the museum. The request was approved. Council discussed the mitigation and preparedness program that provides funding for projects to prepare for emergencies or disasters. The eligibility requirements for projects have recently changed to include items like generators to power essential buildings and infrastructure in the event of widespread power outages. The RM's annual holiday banquet will be held at the Verdun Legion on December 2. Regarding a request for an extension of the variation that was previously approved for JS 47 Holdings to create an auto parts recycling business near Kirkella, Council approved the extension with the requirement that the public forum must take place as previously agreed. Council approved the request for a letter of support for the Border Regional Library regarding grant applications. Delegation's Economic Development Officer Tiffany Cameron joined the meeting by Zoom as the first of two delegations were received. This delegation of Chris Jebb and Wenda Patton from the Elkhorn Chamber of Commerce brought information regarding a proposed project to enhance the automotive theme that Elkhorn has chosen to promote. The project would see a number of old vehicles placed at various locations within the community. These cars and trucks would be cleaned up and painted to make them safe, and would include everything from flowers to works of art. The delegation brought photos to demonstrate examples of similar installations and requested council support and approval for the project. Council provided information about how to ensure all legal requirements were met, and Reeve Kennard suggested providing a backdrop for photo opportunities around some of the displays. Cown. Humphreys agreed that this would help screen out anything in the background that might distract from the subject of the picture. Cown. Humphreys also said, I did approach Twin Valley Co-op, and they were very interested in doing something. They were looking at some sort of old delivery truck and they would dress it up in their colors. The delegation stated that the project would begin with four vehicles and could have items added in the future. Prairie Blasting has agreed to clean and paint the cars in preparation for installing them in the spring. The group hopes to have the displays complete in time for homecoming weekend in August. Tiffany Cameron said that the Community Action Report Committee supports the project as it is, exactly what we were trying to achieve, to bring groups together to promote the community theme. She added, it's checking stuff off our Community Action Report already, which is exciting and motivating for us. The delegation came asking for support and approval and the council gave it. A second delegation attended representing the Elkhorn Memorial Park Revitalization Project. The delegation of Shonda Mitchell, Courtney Howard, Angie Stonehouse and Brenda Orr brought a well-organized and thorough presentation. Shonda Mitchell introduced the presentation and explained that the focus of the project is the renewal and improvement of the play structure near the new Spray Park, as well as accessibility features to allow use of the entire park by all ages and abilities. As with the previous delegation, this group was seeking support and approval from the RM to assist with grant applications and fundraisers. The project is estimated to cost around $340,000. Brenda Orr gave a detailed breakdown of these costs, as well as the grants available to address them. The group currently has applications in for grants that will be ending soon and is in the preparatory stages for applying for several other grants in the new year. As many grants will not pay out until the project is completed and many equipment manufacturers require 50% payment in advance, the group may approach the council in the future for bridge financing. The delegation presented visuals of many of the proposed structures and noted that they had been in touch with four manufacturers of play structures and received around 17 different options for equipment. Council gave full support and approval to the project and discussed possible ways to show that approval with a donation. Council thanked the group for the presentation and, after an in-camera session, passed a resolution to grant the project $7,000.